So I said yesterday that I would talk about my views on Trump and his having contracted the pneumonia virus. I don't know if you know this, but I might be the only person that calls it a pneumonia virus, because coronavirus includes the common cold and the seasonal flu. And so calling it the coronavirus, I think, is just, it's just inaccurate. Well, that gets back into words. What is a word? How do we know what specific words mean specifically? Do we let someone say they misunderstand a word, and so we have to use the word the wrong way they misunderstand? Or do we stay consistent and say, no, I'm going to talk consistently, and if you want to understand me, then you need to know the dictionary and not try to ignore the dictionary and write your own that I have to follow? That doesn't work that way. We've already got a dictionary. Words already have definitions. Get with the program and then we'll understand each other better. So I'm not in favor of forcing the entire world to update on the new dictionary terms written by people who never looked them up in the dictionary in the first place. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to that. I'm a bit of a stickler and a nerd when it comes to that. I'll admit that. A lot of people are like, well, just go along with it. Now what people mean. I know what people mean, but one of the big things that causes websites to crash when you're using your app and it breaks, when you're using your phone and something's wrong, it's because of some update when someone changed something. And it's not fair. It's not reasonable or polite or respectful at all to update everybody else on what personal pronouns they're supposed to use, or on which wrong definitions we're supposed to abide by for this week because people didn't want to go look up what words mean. We've got a way of doing things. Let's keep our focus on creating the new things instead of reorganizing yet another wrong way to do the old things without any improvement. I want to focus on progress. And to do that, we've got to let the past be the past and keep calling it what we already called it and not change our words all the time. So that's me as a writer. Now, I'm talking as someone that translated a book of the Bible and someone that's taught ESL in Taiwan almost 12 years. So I said I'd talk about Trump and the pneumonia virus today. And I tell you, people ask me about it. Over here, I get asked, do you think it's real? Do you think he really has it? To one person, I said, the test is China. If a whole bunch of people in the American government suddenly come down with the pneumonia virus, and all of a sudden a bunch of people in the American government look as if they are unable to do their jobs and keep the government functioning, and then China thinks that they can bust a move on Taiwan, and then China fails miserably because actually the whole government was really functioning the whole time, then I would indeed suspect that it was fake or planned or something. But other than that, no. I see, I've got this international perspective, and I'm not just looking at the American political ramifications. I mean, yes, Trump now identifies with the people who got the virus. Trump now identifies with the people who have to stay home. Oh, here comes the F-16s. Having moved, I've got these F-16s. I'm going to leave them in the podcast. I'm not going to try to hide them. This is what my life's like. And frankly, I love it. My dad used to take me to air shows. When I go back to America, I don't know if I'm ever going to want to go to a military air show again. Because for me, every day is an air show. Because I see the I don't know if that's a C-130 or what, flying over. I see, local radar planes flying over with like some UFO looking thing on top. Well, not UFOs, flying saucer thing on top. It's usually a radar ship. F-60, there should be two more, I think. I think they're flying in groups of three today. So I'm over here, and I don't think it just affects the election, Trump getting sick. Yes, he's more involved. He's a champion of the people. He identifies with it, and he can go through and do everything. Of course, it's going to help him politically. He's a political genius. Trump doesn't have political experience. Well, that's part of his genius. I've never been married. And it's not because I'm inept. It's because I'm not inept. I know when to not get married. A lot of people don't. So I've never been married. I'm also not divorced. I'm not making child support payments. I know when to take the choices to not fail. So I, you know, this is, which is more than I can say for a lot of people. It's more than I can say for 50% of the people that get married. So you know, Trump is politically ingenious because he didn't have a career as a politician, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't know how the power game works. I mean, are TV ratings and political election polls really that much different? It's the same people. You probably got, you know, more people that sit on the couch instead of go vote. People are probably more inclined to watch TV than they are to vote, I suppose. I'm not sure what the statistics are on that. I'm not making a statistical claim at all. That'd be very fascinating. How many people, what people vote and what people watch TV, and where's the Venn diagram overlap? I'd be very curious to look at that. That'd be very educational. But they're not one and the same, but they're a lot the same and they think a lot alike. And Trump knows how to deal with the crowds. And of course, he's going to respond happy. He's going to respond in strength. And what I've told to my Taiwanese friends who asked me, you know, Trump, he's sick. He's done. He's an idiot. He got himself sick. I said, no, presidents get sick. This is something that happens. And when the president gets sick, they, all the newspapers write all the same stories about what if, and all of the political enemies say, see, he got what he deserved. And then they take it back and his political enemies stop criticizing him. It doesn't matter who's in what party. The same thing happens every time. People just go into, oh, the president's sick mode. It's time for me to say he deserved it. Oh, no, it's time for me to take that back. Oh, it's time for me to speculate on what's going to happen. And it's like, do you have to respond like a robot the same way every single time? Can we please have independent thinking and like do something different? The presidents get sick. He's going to come out on top of this because that's how he is. Everything's okay if you make it okay, and Trump is making it okay by playing it up instead of running away from it. No, this is an important point politically. See, Romney and McCain lost the election because when they got criticized, they would not turn the criticism into an opportunity. They would run away and tone it down, and they'd go into least common denominator mode. Trump lives up to his name. He trumps it up. He moves. Look at that. We had a lone F-16 just fly by. But previously there were two, and then there was three, and then there was one. They must be having all kinds of fun up there in the sky. I don't remember seeing it quite like this before. Sometimes they come in groups of. No, I guess I probably shouldn't be saying what the groups are. I'm not reporting this live anyway, but I suppose that if Taiwan's government didn't want us to report on F-16s flying over the city, they wouldn't be flying them over the city. So, you know, there's millions of people that see what's happening. No, I'm not going to track their movements, George. That'd be weird. Who does that? George. So, I think Trump's fine. You know it's funny. I was been talking with some friends in some life coaching contexts, and I've been discussing a number of things, and I had some friends, you know, ask me, you know, if Trump was really a bad person. He says everybody in America hates him, and I go, no. They don't get the real news over here in Taiwan. It's the president's popularity is always right about 50% roughly. And what I said, I tell everybody, I just saw some police this morning. Maybe I should talk about that tomorrow. You know, I'm always telling people improve. Don't listen to your enemies. Don't listen to the opposition. Don't listen to the opposing team tell you how to play. Just keep going and focus on what's in front of you. And I say it's no different than what Trump's doing. People are going to say bad things about you if you do good work. And yeah, you've got mistakes you've made. Trump's got the same thing, but it doesn't mean that he should give up any more than you should. And, you know, the more awesome people are, the more they identify with that. That's a thought. Maybe it has some demographical ramifications. See you tomorrow.